there's a host of elements out there, and it's interesting. This has been a somewhat retrospective time this past couple of weeks here. And I sort of knew, I mean, there was the passage of GPRA and implementation of GPRA is near and dear to my heart, even though I wasn't directly involved in it, but it marked a point at which all of a sudden the government was taking very seriously performance management and performance measurement as a way to determine whether we were providing results. And,
which, of course, resulted in the PART tool, which,
right,
which
well,
you were...
And in the PART tool, there was a big fight which occurred about whether or not the PART results should be made public, whether we should be boldly honest about what was working and not working. And it was an issue that went all the way up to the president. And the answer that came back was absolutely, we should be making all this information public, despite the fact people were worried about how it might be used, say, politically against the administration. And that, to me, was a turning point as well. There was a desire and then also a firm commitment at the highest level to say, look, if we're going to do performance management, we have to be honest about how we're performing, because that's the only way you improve. And that, to me, was a turning point. And then coming here to EPA and actually trying to implement some of these things in a large organization was fascinating. And while it was difficult, I learned that it can be done, particularly in an agency that's mission-oriented as this one. Once you show people that there's a better way to do something, they will be convinced that they need to change and they'll do it better, which in the end is what performance management is all about.
One of the things that you both have been able to do, which is difficult in government, where there are so many people not only second-guessing but third-guessing and fourth-guessing every decision that gets made, is provide people a little bit of a almost cover to make mistakes. We don't tolerate in government people making any kind of degree of mistake. How important is that to sort of the creative process and allowing people to try something new and sort of breaking the, well, that's not the way we do things around here?
Well, I think it's vital, and I've blogged on this. Career officials historically, and unfortunately I think it's true still in most places, do not get rewarded for risk-taking. If something works out, they may get credit for it. If it doesn't work out, they will certainly take the blame. And so an important aspect for policy officials is to provide an environment where people can take risks and also be willing to take risks themselves. While there's a great handicap to policy officials being in place for a limited period of time, there's also a freedom for us to take risks that other people might not otherwise be able to take.
And I understand I have to get you on tape talking. American is a second language to you.
I suppose that's the case. I don't know. These Americans have a strange accent, really.
That's Marcus Peacock's actual, that because you were born in England, right?
I immigrated here in 19 when I was 4 years old. I won't give you the date. I mean, my parents came to this country because they saw an opportunity here that they did not have in Europe. And it's one of the reasons I love this country. It was an opportunity that my family took hold of and were rewarded for. It's still an opportunity I think people in the world recognize and reach for. And it's our obligation, I think, as a government to make sure that opportunity continues.